Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello my friend, my name's Sean and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Keela Cad-Kalar, the bard slash cleric.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elowin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a Guardian Paladin.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
We're sponsored by D&D Beyond, check them out with the link in the episode description, and we're also sponsored by Displate. Use the code HIGHROLLERS15 to get 15% off your order. Anyway, on to the episode. After a very painful battle, the team have been discovered again. I think it's time to run.
Hello, welcome back as we kick off another very exciting, dangerous little combat here. Wow, ooh, yeah. a bit of goblin. Welcome back as the party are now, it sounds like, making a desperate escape from Bright Flame Abbey.
Somehow.
Pursued by the Abbey's forces, having slain several of them. But now they must, it seems to be, make an escape unless you have another plan. But we roll into initiative. Ayla.
You're also in the break.
Oh, yes.
We checked my concentration. We had a second concentration check because I got hit by Scorching Ray, and I passed with a 14. Yes.
Okay.
Quill.
Am I? 18.
Nova.
I thought I'd stop panicking.
Lucius.
20.
Sentry.
7.
Lucius, you're the first one to act. You see these three figures burst in from the far door. You're not sure how many more there might be. There's another side door, but there's all around you, there are sounds now of people like trying to like rush and find you and stuff like that. There's a sound of alarm.
Lucius is panicked.
How hench do these hench bros look?
One of them is wearing full plate, carries like a great sword. Well, not quite full plate, like a splint mail.
So pretty hench.
He looks like a very strong melee fighter, and then the other two are similar to the ones you fought before. They just have like they have these flails.
And then we can hear sounds of other people
all around. Like the problem with this like stone abbey is the sound is muffled for most of it, but there's these tiny windows where you can catch glimpses of shouts and stuff.
I mean, these guys just yelled.
They just shouted. They're in the church.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
So, Lucius.
What are these things and how heavy are they?
They're like little side tables where things like bowls and like little cloths. Little stool, yeah.
Can I smash the stained glass window with it, please?
Whoa. It's above you. You can definitely try.
How high up is it?
About 10 feet off the ground.
I'm going to stand on the altar.
Yeah.
And then throw it at it.
Sure. Make a strength check.
Okay.
You're not proficient, so I'm not going to give you a proficiency bonus. It's just going to be d20 plus strength.
Plus one.
8. And it cracks, doesn't break.
Well, you see the idea. Let's escape. I'm going to get back behind the altar and duck down.
Okay. That's Lucius's go. Quill and or Nova, so we'll go with Nova first.
From when we were upstairs, what was like that end of the...
Just belt? Ends flat. It's like
so
an organ.
But there wasn't like doorways. No.
It didn't
where
loop
we
round.
Came from.
Yes. Yeah. There's the one that leads back up to the roof, and then there is a doorway just you can see right there. Yes. Which is actually, you guys don't know where Vala went, but that's the closest exit when she came down the stairs.
Nova figure that out?
I think Nova is smart enough to basically, like, there's no way Vala would have run through the combat to this back door. Like, if she was going to go into the rest of the Abbey, she would have taken that door there.
Goes like that. Okay. Can I run over to the door and carefully look out? I just want to see, like, if there are other people coming, like, how clear it looks.
Yeah, what, to this door?
Yeah.
Yeah, you absolutely can. Yep. So you move over to that one, you open the door, and what you see is, in fact, actually, I'm going to swap a miniature here so we can get some
stuff. Oh, cool, he looks even more terrifying now.
You see...
Oh, cool.
Two more of the armoured figures have emerged from a doorway.
Can I immediately slam the door?
Sure, yeah.
I'll be like, there's two more this way! No, it's like spell clash all over again.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, I'd say move, action to open and close the door. Any bonus actions you want to take?
Got none.
Quill?
Oh God, how do I even try and break the thing? I'm...
Oh, yeah. Are we still deaf, by the way?
No, I'd say the deafness is now gone.
You and me, we can hear again.
Woohoo! So...
You had, like, several minutes after the combat where you were, like, trying to figure out what to do and loot the bodies and stuff.
You can put everything in its terrifying glory.
I would say, actually, Nova as well. When you saw them, it looked like they just left the room, and you hear them kind of say something like, "We'll take care of it, Friar Cormag. Stay there." And then they start making their way towards the door. And they see you, and they, like, whoosh, and then you... Chink! Shut the door.
Is that a dragonborn-y kind of name or a dwarfy kind of name?
You don't know. You've not met many dragonborn.
I'm gonna attempt.
Doesn't sound dwarven though.
I'm gonna attempt to stumble towards the altar.
Okay.
Which means I need to make that constitution check. 17 plus.
Yep.
So I'm gonna.
Wheezing, pained breaths.
Walk over a little bit and then I'm gonna point my pistol at the stained glass window.
Great, yeah, make a ranged attack.
Range attack against a window.
Huh? What was the fire called?
Cormag.
I mean, I'm going to miss the window.
Cormag with a hard G, sorry.
It's a big old window.
He's going to miss the window, though.
Six.
Yeah. It's not so much you miss the window, you don't. Your shot is kind of aimed weirdly, and the bullet hits at an angle and then deflects off, like, the lead in between the panels.
Oh, I see.
Into the wall. It just, like, it's a bad shot.
Oh, God. Oh,
it was AC 10. Like, I'm missing...
4, 5. I'm gonna get behind the altar with Lucius.
Okay.
Hi, buddy.
Hi.
I think we're really, really in a bad pickle.
I'm in a lot of pain.
What's wrong with you? What can we do?
Die?
No! Can't do that.
Nova, door is thrown open. You see these two here. This one barks orders like, "We've already got, like, come with me."
20, 25, 30. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Okay, so they can't get to us this turn.
One is going to attack Nova, the one that just opened the door.
Oh.
Say goodnight to me.
Nice.
In fact, as he opens the door as a bonus action, he brings up this great sword. By the power of ash and flame. And the sword ignites in fire.
Oh my God.
21, the first attack.
Yeah, that
can. 15 with the second attack.
That doesn't hit.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. I am 15 exactly.
So it hits.
Would
you like to shield? The first one deals 12 damage.
I'm down.
You're dead, so you don't even need to worry about the shield.
Yep.
No.
Injury check. Constitution saving throw, please. DC 10.
Please.
Natural 20.
Yeah, perfect.
You get back up.
My injury healed.
But it doesn't work that way. But.
Would the spell on Vala drop?
Oh, yeah.
It would.
She's not invisible anymore.
Big old dingles.
Oh, no. She's not.
Big old dangle dingles.
She's not, like, nearby, is she?
Oh, God. We'll find out. These two.
Please let her be, like, in the room so we can grab her. Please. Surrender.
You didn't see it. Sentry.
Okay.
Yeah, this is really hard because the first encounter was already a difficult encounter and now you're basically getting, like, two halves of an encounter have become one encounter and you're fighting it straight away.
Can I move up to Nova and then bonus action cure wounds on her?
It's an action for cure wounds.
Action for cure wounds?
Yeah. Healing word, if you have that, that's a bonus.
I don't have healing word.
Then you can't.
I can at least protect if I'm nearer,
yes,
though.
Yes, you could, yeah.
So I'm.
Okay, so sentry moves over Nova's body. Ayla.
I'm going to take a running leap off the altar and smash through the window.
Fucking yes.
Do it.
Okay,
vault off the altar.
I will rage.
Okay, you have advantage. Give me an athletics check.
A vaulter, if you will. Anyone? Will anyone do that?
Yes.
21.
Fucking Ayla just takes a running leap, leaps off the altar. I don't even, like, you throw the hammer in front of you, smashes through the window. It's about a 10-foot drop. Make an acrobatics check for me, just to see if you can take a bit of damage on the way down.
No, not acrobatics.
This is just to see if you can reduce the damage.
14?
You can take 3 bludgeoning, half to 1. So you hit the ground in like a tumble and grab your hammer, which is now on the grass. It's midnight, it's pitch black outside, but you're an elf, so you're fine. And you are now outside the back of the abbey itself.
Is it midnight?
Yeah, you went when it was dark.
I think we went in the morning.
Did you go in the morning?
Yeah,
I thought you said you guys waited till midnight. I'm pretty sure when I went through the episode, you said that you were gonna wait till night.
Oh, I thought we went in the morning.
We'll check that. It's either night or it's afternoon. Or it's one of the two.
In which case, okay, it's going to be really awkward.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, Ayla just lands on the other side.
It's really
this
dark.
This incredible, like, leaps, like, you know, 5 feet in the air, smashes through the glass. In fact, actually, I'm going to say you take 4 half to 2 slashing damage from the glass as you smash through it. But you land on the outside, grab your hammer, you're out.
You're out. She's gone.
Well,
Lucius.
None of you could smash it. So I tried to. No, no, no.
Are we covered in shards of stainless?
Not enough to damage.
Okay. I'm dead.
She would have gone outwards anyway.
Sentry, pick up Nova. Let's go.
Yep. Can I try and jump? Is there anyone immediately outside when I get outside?
Make a perception check.
We need to find Bella.
You can see them coming. It looks like they're far away at the moment. They're on like the far edges, but it looks like they have been positioned outside in case you tried to climb down from the outside. Not many, like about, you can probably see like 2 on each side, but there are guards outside.
I think they need to make a perception check to see if they hear the smashing glass.
Sure.
It's very quiet, stained glass window smashing.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Lucius.
8.
You go to jump and you just hit the top and like you have to, it's going to be too sharp. You kind of like, and you just slide down. You're still inside the building with an 8. It's not enough to jump up and out.
Can I, at the end of my, I want to like
technically
throw.
It's not your go.
No, I know, but when I get, it happens so fast. Is there anything I can do to assist, like throw a rope over into the.
It would have been an action for you to do that.
Well, I'll do that next time.
You can do that next time, for sure. Yeah, anything like complicated, like throwing a rope over or something would be an action. Also, I'm guessing you have a rope, but just check.
Mark, can you check your mic, please?
Apparently it's all our mics.
Oh, it's all of our mics.
Oh, great. Oh, well, cool. What can we do? Really?
That's a studio issue.
I've not touched it, but no, sure.
I'll
I think it. It's all of ours. So.
I've not taken
okay.
mine off.
Apparently, Steve, it's all of our mics. So that was Lucius's Nova.
Well, what does that count as?
I mean, that's move. So you got an action.
I will blade ward myself.
Okay. Yeah.
And Nova. Dunk behind the altar.
Death saving throw.
Did Sentry not heal?
No. 16.
16, success. Quill.
I don't really know. I'm gonna attempt to cast level 2 spell. It's going to be hold person on this boy, the big boy, the big broadsword boy.
Sure. Give me a constitution saving throw.
Con save 19.
19. And then what's the DC?
The DC is wisdom 13.
It's frozen in
place. Oh, he stopped. Okay, he's done. Right.
It's concentration, hold person, and he gets to make a saving throw at the end of his turn.
That's fine. It stopped him for this turn at least. He's the scary one.
It's his go and the other two, so I'll roll for him now. 7, still paralyzed for the time being.
Could I also bonus action my shield as well?
Sure.
Yeah.
These two will step in. step over Nova's body, gang up on Sentry. Light flame-lit swords. That's an 18 to hit Sentry.
18 hits.
Second attack from the same person, 21.
Hits again.
The next paladin will also attack. That's a 6, that's a miss. And then a 12, that's a miss. But the first guy hits you twice. That's going to be 8 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second attack is 12 points of damage.
Yeah, that's down.
20.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
These two have been dealt with. One got away. Deal with the others.
The two militants turn to this guy. And I'll start advancing. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Can somebody move those 30 more feet towards Lucius and Quill, please?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Yeah, they're surrounding us. We're surrounded.
Okay. That's their go, though. So we go to Sentry. Death saving throw, please.
This is brutal.
19,
success. What's that?
Injury
check as well.
Check, yep.
Well, let's make that the injury check and now make your death saving throw.
Okay. 3, it's
a failure. Ayla.
Good thing that wasn't the injury.
Can I try and climb up and pull someone out?
Sure, yeah. Athletics check. Yeah, it's harder because now it's like 10 foot of pure stone. You don't have the altar to boost off, but you're pretty fucking strong and you can just be like...
20?
Yeah, it's enough. You pull yourself up to the edge of the roof. You can see these guards advancing on Lucius and Quill. You throw your hand down. You can drag one of them up.
Quill can't move very well, mm-hmm. So I'll pull Quill out.
Yep.
Oh.
Just slide on it. So you pull Quill out. So Quill, you like see Kit, like you see Ayla. Now it's.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, no. You literally can choose to take, like, she's offering you the hand, but it's up to you if you want to take it.
So somebody take a hand.
Yeah.
If I don't, would she then pull Lucius? I mean, okay,
I just offer it.
Right now, she's offering it,
and we
can go to initiative, because it would be Lucius's go first.
Birds, you need to get them up.
Get them up?
Sentry Nova. Can you heal him?
I've got no energy left, but you have to leave. I can't run even if I do get outside.
Right, that's pretty much your conversation. Lucius, what do you do?
Oh. Am I going to be attacked if I get pulled out?
No.
It's a forced movement if you take it.
Okay, I'll get pulled out.
Okay.
I'll go for it.
Yeah.
So, Can I pull him out?
You basically had a readied action to pull them up once they took the hand.
Is that my full action then? Yeah.
Basically, yeah. That's a lot to do in 6 seconds. You climb up, you reach down, then you pull one.
We need
to
go back to them. We can't leave them.
Okay, that's Lucius's go. You get pulled out. Do you want to make a perception check for me to see if you see these other guards?
Yeah. 17 plus like 2.
So you can see they are like 100 feet away from you, but on either side of the abbey, there are two armored folks basically converging on you and Ayla. They're like running towards you. There's maybe about 40 feet before you hit the wall, and then you can try and climb up over the wall. That would lead you on the far edge of the city. Quill, Nova first, death saving throw for me, please.
17,
success. Quill?
Put my hand up.
You surrender?
I'm surrendering.
Okay, so if you surrender, these two...
I can't get past them.
Grab you, and with the pain in your side, they knock you unconscious. You're stable, you're at 0.
Okay.
But they're not doing killing blow damage. They basically knock you unconscious. One of them, the last thing you feel is this horrid pain as he wrenches your arm up behind your broken ribs, and you just pass out from the pain.
God, okay. Unconscious then.
After that, so that the paralysis goes... Seeing that the other two have escaped, one of these paladins runs off. The other one will, we'll say the one closest to the door, he runs off. One of them will lean down and I'm going to make a D100 check to see how much of an asshole this guy is and whether he'd leave you guys to bleed out or if he'd stabilize you to take you prisoner. And I'm going to give it a 50-50 either way. 28. Okay. So he will lean down and he will try and stabilize Nova. 15. Stabilizes you. You're at 0.
So
you're at 0. You're not on 1. You're not conscious. You're just stable. He's basically just put yourself at 0 hit points.
Yeah.
You're just unconscious.
I'm the same, aren't I?
Yes. You're at 0 hit points, and you're both unconscious.
Like that.
Yep. And he pulls out like pieces. He probably tears up your own clothing to like wrap your, like bind your wounds and stop the bleeding. At that point.
But I'm unconscious.
Yes.
You're stable, you're zero.
The two militants are going to try and climb up the same way that Thingy went, but they're struggling. They can't get the purchase to climb up out the window. So they just begin shouting. Sentry, death saving throw.
Am I still up at the top?
Though? Two.
No. So you could be. But I would imagine that, in fact, actually, no.
Because
I would say that you reach
probably...
down, hold Lucius up, but like pulling him up, you would probably have to drop back down to get him down. And then you could climb back up and try and offer a, and do it again if you wanted to. What'd you get?
Two.
Death saving, that's two failures.
Shit.
Ayla, your turn.
Can I climb back up and see?
Sure, athletics check.
What's?
I'll say that whilst you've not taken damage, I'm gonna keep the rage going because you know how bad of a situation it is.
15.
That's enough, yeah. You climb back up, you look up, you see them, like, Quill, unconscious, being, like, bound. One of them looks up, he's like, hey! And he's like, you know, looks like he's ready to attack you. You glance over, you see one of the paladins kneeling over Nova, but you don't quite see what he's doing. That's what you see. What do you do?
Did I hear Quill say that he surrendered?
Yeah. He's right next to the window. You would have heard, like, I give up! Oh, I mean, what would you say? What would Quill have said?
Truce?
And then, whack!
Not truce.
Let my friends live and we'll come with you. Okay. All of us.
So is that what you say? Make a persuasion check.
Natural one.
So, this paladin who's moved up at this point, points up, he's like, do you honestly think that you can get away? There are more guards outside. Perhaps if you surrender, we may let you live. Drop down in here now. Give yourself up.
I'll drop down.
Okay. You drop down. Okay. You drop down. Do you resist?
No.
Okay. So at the top of the round, Lucius, you are now the one outside. On your own. And you can see these four guys running on either side of you, running towards you. Nightfrost is freaking out. He's not quite screaming, but it's just this soft, like, constant, like, no, no, cannot be captured, must not be captured. We must leave. Please, hurry. Do not want more death, death, death. And he's just, like, muttering in your mind. Like, he is... I'm going to point... Probably at this point, his abilities probably aren't going to work unless you calm him down somehow.
I've used everything anyway.
Yeah. So what do you want to do?
I'm sorry, no, Nightfrost, I'm so sorry. I give up! I fall on my knees.
You just surrender as well, hands up? Okay.
Well, I just fall into like a embryonic state.
Okay. These guys come up, four of them, and they beat you until you're unconscious. Put you at zero.
That's 17 hit points of beating.
They just kick, like punch, kick, tie your hands behind your back. Like, they don't want you conscious. The most important one is if this guy stabilizes Sentry before she has to make another death saving throw. He does not. That was a two.
Oh.
Make a death saving throw for me, Sentry, please.
Nine.
Oh, no, that's...
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck!
So, at this point, Ayla, you are bound. You are not knocked unconscious, kind of sensing that they don't want to piss you off even more. But they bind you, and you are taken prisoner. Sentry, there are flickering moments where, as you feel your consciousness begin to drift, there is a vision. Final vision. A golden guardian appears before you, and you feel your almost like an orb of yourself leave your physical body, and the guardian looks at you. I'm so sorry, Sentry. We needed you to find the Prime. We can't help. And your form just becomes silent. And you feel your orb drop back into your body, and your body becomes inert. Now, you can still be resurrected. You're not gone forever. If the party can get you, they can resurrect you. But because you are a guardian, there's no necessarily afterlife for you to go to. You're just kind of shut down in your form for now. but they can. You can be resurrected. With that, those of you who are taken prisoner, if you want to go to the bathroom and stuff, sweetheart, you can do. So,
take a moment.
Yeah, if you need to, that's absolutely fine. The rest of you are taken prisoner. It doesn't take long before a dragonborn and a dwarf appear, maybe a few moments. So Ayla, you're the only one who's kind of conscious when this happens. I'm just gonna carry on with the game, but I don't want to.
Yep,
like, I'm like, I gotta carry on,
yeah.
I feel so bad. But Ayla, you're the only one conscious. The dwarf and the dragonborn appear, they look over them. The paladin mentions, like, the guardian's gone. It doesn't seem to be active anymore. And the dragonborn, like, nods. And the dwarf kind of, like, all right. He's sullen.
Let's take him below. The abbess will want to give them a front row seat of what's to happen.
The dragonborn kind of,
there is one, a little thief. My guard was supposed to watch her, but she seems to have escaped. She's somewhere in the grounds. We'll find her. She can't be that far.
And they go over to the altar, and the two of them unlock it. The altar slides back, and you are all taken, carried down into dark, pitch-black tunnels. A single torch illuminates the way as this dragonborn and dwarf lead you down. You are placed in a crudely made holding cell. What was once a natural cavern has had iron bars installed to function as a prison. There are four of them in total. Two of them are occupied. You can see two bound, elderly-ish figures, a half-elf and a human woman. And in the other one, you see a wild elf with red markings in the shape of a sun on her forehead, pale skin, blonde hair, beaten badly, ragged, scarred, but still vicious and fighting. Like when the guards come in, she spits at them, curses in Elvish, and then looks at the rest of you and she kind of clocks eyes with you, Ayla, the only conscious one. You have your hands bound in chains behind your back. The rest of them are bound with ropes. And you're put inside and you are left there. At this point, you guys can all take a short rest. You are unconscious. You can spend hit dice, and you will become come conscious in about 3 to 4 hours. I'm going to say it's normally about an hour, but most of you were beaten pretty bad.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, your ribs are still broken, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not sprained. They're like fully broken. Mate.
How you doing?
I tried my best. Oh, so good.
It's all right, mate.
No.
That was the worst fucking luck. I can't believe I rolled a 2 on that medicine check. Ugh.
It's the nature of the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
You okay?
I'm good.
Yeah.
It's just you got to take a moment, yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't figured it out yet.
Oh, okay. No. Oh, no.
Okay, I'm at full HP.
Okay.
That's all my hit dice gone, though.
Yeah.
And short rest doesn't give me spell slots or anything, does it? No.
Nova gets hers back. I should also point out, FYI, if it's not clear, your equipment is taken. Your weapons,
like that
any
was...
kind of spellcasting focuses are taken from you as well.
Oh, so Lucius can't cast?
Yeah.
And
any arcane focus, like anything you need components in that for, is taken from you. You wake up, and there's a few minutes before anything else happens, because I just want to keep an eye on the time. And you hear a voice kind of speak to you from across the bars. A woman, a human woman, dark black clothes, the symbol of a lantern with a single star. You can see the half-elf man behind her is unwell. His hands have been bound with manacles behind his back. He looks very malnourished. And the woman kind of weakly is just like, are you all right? There's nothing I can really do to help, but it's been a while since we've seen anyone else. Who are you?
Well, we were meant to be your rescue team.
Thank you so much for coming to try and help us, but
I'm afraid that Aurelia's treachery is what's beyond anything that any of us could have expected.
It's gone really, really bad. Really bad. We've slain a few of them, but they captured us. I don't even know where Sentry and Vala, our other two party members, have gone.
I didn't bring them with you, I'm afraid. And
I'm the only one who knows about Sentry, aren't I?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. She reaches over like, I'm Restkeeper Jasnah, Priestess of Kalara. I'm so sorry.
And then you just hear her kind of like, fucking Urshbringers, fuck them. And this kind of ragged elven woman is kind of looking over, and you can see she's dirty and beaten and scarred, but she's still like steely gaze. And she kind of looks around like, once I get out of here, I'm going to burn them all to ash. I'll show them what real fire is.
Why did they bring you two down here?
Who are you talking to?
Well,
Jasnah.
Yeah.
And the priest. She looks over like, Aurelia sent for us to come and mourn Abbot Grayson's passing. They threatened some of our flock, and I didn't want to put the acolytes at risk, so I came. Elanis, he did the same. As soon as we arrived, they pretty much knocked us out and brought us down here. Aurelia's mad. She's spoken to us about some sort of cleansing. Said that we're heretics, foreigners that are corrupting Savona with our faith. I mean, she's supposed to worship Palador. He's a son of Siaska, and she has Elanis beaten and tied up so he can't use his magic. She's insane. She has lost all purpose of reason. I don't know what's happened. I'm not much of a spellcaster myself. I have a few rituals to preserve the dead, but nothing to fight back with. I've just been trying to look after him. And she kind of points over to Elanis, who's elderly. He's kind of like in his 60s, 70s, and he doesn't look very well.
Sentry didn't make it.
What, she's held captive elsewhere?
Sentry's dead.
No, she's not dead. Sentry, she's checked. Strong. She's really...
They checked.
What did you see? Did her light go out?
No, she's not dead. She can't be.
She's powered down.
Powered down, that's fine, right? She probably just went into a, you know, what she does when she...
I mean, Lucius has magical powers. He could just connect with the...
Bring her back.
Well, who's to say?
They couldn't stabilize her.
Because they don't know. We could... We saw what Breeze did.
We know what heals Sentry. We know that our spells, our healing potions heal Sentry. They couldn't use that on her.
Nightfrost, are you there?
Yes, Master Lucius.
Could you please go?
No, you can hear him. He's like, I'm not with you, but far, somewhere below. He's not with you. All your equipment's gone. You have, like, your clothes.
Can you escape?
No, not when I'm so far from you. I can't just choose to take a new form. I'm still the cloak that you had me take before.
Sentry,
if you get closer, perhaps I can transform, but not on my own.
We are shackled, but we are held captive.
Bella's in the ground somewhere.
Did she escape?
They're looking for her.
Can you try and reach out to Bella?
I can try, Master Lucius. But beyond a range, I can only speak with you. I cannot hear the others. I'm too far.
Can you reach out to Sentry?
I cannot hear her.
It's all in your head. None of you can hear Nightfrost. It's only Lucius.
Do I know where they took Sentry?
No. The last you saw, they just left her body in the church.
Was her body intact?
At this point, you don't really know what time it is. You, Ayla, you're aware that they've been out for maybe like 4 or 5 hours. Maybe longer. It's hard to tell.
It's still short rest, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't count as long rest for me.
No, not quite.
Because I've been...
No, short rest, but not long rest. There is a... you hear armored footsteps kind of coming. And then you just hear, like, the wild elf, like, here they come again. Fucking assholes.
What do they
Something about
to
their
do?
Purging.
Why have they got you here?
Me?
I've heard about you. I've heard about you from an orc that I met.
I don't know, no. I do not know an orc. As for why I'm here,
The worst fucking luck in the world. And she kind of like reaches up and tucks like a bit of her golden, dirty blonde hair behind her ear. I came here trying to learn something about Palador. Talk about picking the wrong fucking church, huh? She kind of like laughs like bitterly.
You control fire, is that right?
She like looks at you. Yes, how do you know?
Because I'm searching for some answers. I have a similar thing, but lightning, storm power.
She like looks for a moment, very confused, and then kind of looks up at you, in fact.
Did I even print those notes?
Didn't, shit. What's the name of your original clan?
Oh, no, I wrote it down.
Dalaran.
No.
Which one?
Your clan.
Oh, the Dalaran.
The Dalaran. She goes like, you're with the Dalaran.
I don't know where my clan are.
That's, they're not.
The Lair Dalaran?
They're gone, but that's what they are. The ones that could control lightning. The stories, she's not Scottish. She's got more of a Norse Finnish accent. The ones I was told about, the stories, they were of the Dalaknaik, the control the storm.
Oh, fuck's sake.
It's okay. Yeah, it's just going to have to try. As she's chatting, the armored footsteps eventually become armored figures.
Yeah.
These paladins. Come. It's time.
Time for?
For your sins to be burned away. And the iron bars are opened, and they come in armed. They try and pick you up unless there's any resistances.
I mean, I couldn't resist even if
I wanted to. The wild elf is like struggling, but they kind of cuff her around the head. They grab the two priests, and you are all led down these tunnels. You are led for what feels like a long time, going deep beneath the earth, as you are brought into a large cavern, larger than what you expected to be down here. And as you emerge in the cavern, there is this glow orange light of flame, and you see stone stairs leading down deeper into the earth, braziers lit at certain points. They eventually come to rest on a large stone platform, about 30 by 40 feet. And at the very far end of this cavern, at the bottom of these long steps, on this long platform, is a stone arch inscribed with runes.
Okay.
About 20 feet tall, 10 feet wide. In front of it, a stone dais with plates of runes. Quill, you here.
Okay.
Tiny footsteps in the darkness far behind you, behind these armored figures. And you can just hear, and you glance back with your one eye, and you see the shape of two daggers glinting in the light.
Oh my god, okay.
Okay.
Just creeping along, and then they disappear. Yes.
Nova can't cast, because didn't we say that I can
cantrips, but even then your hands have to be free. Right now they're bound behind your back.
Okay.
You can't cast, you have to do this while they're bound. But Nova, you recognize this gate.
Oh.
You recognize these gates. You've seen ancient drawings of these in Vortensar. These are the archways.
Oh!
These were once used by the elves and Ganassi to try and subvert Siaska's ban on planar magic to travel to other worlds.
Oh, and they think...
And these were... From these came monsters and demons and all sorts of bad news.
And okay.
Nova, this is your specialty. Planar magic is your thing, and you would know what these are. You've never seen one. You don't know how they work because all knowledge of them was banned and burned. But you recognize it.
I have that one book.
Yeah.
Doesn't tell you how they work. But even knowing what they are and what they look like is pretty bad. Like, most people aren't allowed to know it.
So on a scale of 1 to 10,
mm-hmm.
How panicked am I?
Pretty panicked, because from what you remember, most of the archways... Now, there's a glimmer of hope, because most of the archways connected to homeworlds of demons and devils or monsters or Githyanki or undead. But some of them did connect to more peaceful lands. That's where the tieflings and the Asimar came from. They came from one of these archways.
But I'm guessing in correlation with my vision.
Can we go the other way?
You are being prodded and poked down these stairs, and if you try and run, they grab you.
No,
and...
can we go into it?
Potentially.
Okay.
You're brought down, and you can see that this archway is humming with a golden light. And there are shapes. You can see a landscape beyond it, and flying figures, winged flying figures, all flying behind it. And in front of it, you see Abbotess Aurelia and three robed warlocks chanting and you know, tapping their staffs. And Aurelia is stood in front of this stone dais. You are all brought forward and sat in front of the portal. Your gear, you actually glance over and is nearby. You can see like a sack of your gear. But Aurelia is holding Nightfrost.
What?
That's bad.
She looks over.
Ah, our intruders have arrived. You will be the first to be cleansed by the champion of Palador when he arrives. But this, and she holds Nightfrost. Such heathens, even I would not expected you to carry a tool of the enemy. This reeks of foul magic. It reeks of the enemy of all life on Eroes. This must be destroyed.
And she moves over and places it right in front of the portal's light. And then she moves back to the dais.
Can I talk to Nightfrost?
Yeah, sure.
Nightfrost.
Master Lucius.
You are in control of yourself. You are more powerful than you think you are. If there's anything you can do to escape, do it now.
He thinks.
There is nothing I can do to escape, Master Lucius. But there is something.
And he briefly flickers for a moment. There is a pulse of power. And I think you kind of all kind of get this sense. And Aurelia kind of seems taken back as he begins to pulse with this power. And Nightfrost, its ends become sharper. It begins twisting, curving in on of itself. And this unearthly howl begins to erupt through the cavern. And Aurelia, in a panic, slams the gemstone at the center of this dais.
Right.
The portal erupts, and you watch as Nightfrost is broken in half, and the energy evaporates. And then you see what is behind the portal. Lakes of fire, volcanoes, ash ground black as night, and legions. And legions of demons and devils lined up in battle formations. And then emerging from the portal, now opened, the ritual complete, you see a man, pure bronze skin, tall, curved horns, with a crown of fire and fiery wings extending behind him. He moves forward, and Aurelia just debases herself. She just gets on her knees and opens her arms. Whoa. And the voice doesn't come from the being, but from the portal itself.
Well, it appears here my puppet has been quite successful.
And Aurelia looks up like, you are not him.
And he raises his hand, and bronze chains burst from the ground and wrap around Aurelia.
Yep.
I am not. My dear little abbotess, you have done much, although I am impressed, and he looks over those of you alive, that your plans were nearly brought down by these. Still, nothing matters now. You have accomplished the goal. It is a shame that this portal is not large enough for my true form to emerge. But it will be enough for my legions to begin my work.
She's like, no, no, this isn't what I meant to do. You are meant to purge away sins, not bring more.
Sins. And he grips and she begins, he's like, my dear, the second that you began killing innocents, your god turned away from you. I'm the one that's been giving you all this power. You've been mine for a long time now.
And she is just dragged along the floor into the portal screaming.
Oh, my god.
And then the figure turns on you. Quill.
Mm-hmm.
You see a hunched figure. And all of the robed figures, by the way, are being pulled into the portal by deviled hands. They come up, grab the cultists, throw them into the portal, slowly one by one being taken out. And you see, I'm gonna make a perception check. This little tiny figure get to the dais and she looks over towards you and you can see Valerie is hiding, like tucked behind this dais, trying desperately to avoid the attention of this powerful being. And she looks at you and she looks at Ayla and she looks at Lucius and she looks at Nova and she just like...
Would...
I mean, is she visible for all of us?
I'd say, like, you can kind of, like, you know, give a hint.
Nova speaks Draconic, Elvish, and Primordial.
Yeah, do you want to try talking in any of those? To who? What are you doing?
No, because Primordial wouldn't work, would it? I'm just wondering, could she read, like, if there's anything on the dais?
Would you speak again?
Common, Draconic, Elvish, and Primordial.
You don't. These runes, no.
Oh, I have Eyes of the Runekeeper!
You read all written languages. So the dais, you can basically see, it's not very helpful, unfortunately. It is celestial, and it's a number pad. It's like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, but, you know, more, less
like
obvious.
Stargate.
It's like, you know, like Omega, Alpha, Beta thing. Yeah. It's very Stargate-esque.
And did the abbot, she just hit the middle?
No, you could see that there were several runes already glowing, and then she hit the central one, and this portal is now open.
That's cool.
But Valor is looking at it, and she kind of, like, does this, points at herself, and then points at the dais.
I feel at this point Lucius is inconsolable.
Yeah.
From both Sentry and Night Frost, so he doesn't even notice that Valor's okay. There. Just...
The figure, the bronze figure...
So good luck.
...turns to you. I am Carolus, the Ashbringer.
I have long dreamed of visiting this world. I've heard much about it. And thanks to my little puppet, now my legions can enter. But you and your, I'm sad to say, departed friend, you are impressive. You came so far, only to fall, and now you are at my mercy. I so enjoy mortals in this position. Tell me, are you ready to die?
Hi.
Hello, little one.
I kind of like do a weird bow, yeah, like really nervous, like you know, trying to be respectful and stuff.
Yeah, he actually is. He's like, very good. You know your place.
I was just wondering if you're the kind that makes deals or the kind that just does what they want.
Oh, how very clever. I love to make deals with mortals, especially ones who don't have much of a choice. Well, I am soon to bring my legions through. They will kill everything in this region. No doubt your little armies will come to stop them, but by that time my other agents would have gone to where they need to go. But of course, you could be, well, fodder for my legions. Do you have something in mind, little mortals? I certainly do, but I'd love to hear your ideas first.
And you can see Valor just waiting, like, waiting for some sort of signal.
Two questions.
Yes.
Could you resurrect a guardian?
Perhaps.
It'll be extra fodder, at least.
Hmm. Oh, I have no means to do that. If they are already dead, I will not bring them back to life. But why? What are you offering me, little one?
What would you like? Oh. You seem to know more than most, sir.
I do, I do. He thinks for a minute. Vala's just waiting, like looking at you guys for some sort of confirmation on...
I'm gonna look at Nova.
She does this at herself, at the dais again, but she can't verbally communicate with you at this point.
What is he? Like, celestial, is he...
I mean, you can make a religion fae? Check, but you don't have to roll very high. He's not fae, and he's not a celestial.
He's a demon or a devil.
He's a fiend. So fiends in this, demons and devils are kind of like two sides of the same coin in Erois. They're all fiends.
I just wanted to make sure it fell out.
He is
that.
A fiend.
Yeah.
And this is not his form. This is some sort of vessel that he's... it's a creature here... But it is, he's using it to communicate with you because the voice is coming from the portal. And maybe, Quill, you can see behind these legions is a 30-foot tall, bronze-skinned, chains wrapped around their arms, halo of fire wings being, and it radiates power.
Yeah, it can't fit. It's fine.
He did say he couldn't fit, but his legions could.
Yeah.
Can I start to come round a little bit?
Yeah, sure, yeah. It's up to you. It's for your decision.
Yeah, what would you want? You know everything, so...
He looks around. I already have what I want here, but there is something you can do. How about I make you this offer? You will be... I will make sure you do not die here, and I will even protect you from my... legions for a year.
For a year.
In exchange, you will each give me a piece of your soul as collateral and a task to be completed. You will escort my daughter to the seven sky cities of your world, where she will learn of sin and death and wrath and destruction. If my daughter comes to permanent harm or death, I will take your souls in exchange.
What's your daughter's name?
You will find out if you agree. I'll let her do the introductions.
And would you resurrect our guardian, sir?
Oh, that will take an extra price.
Okay.
What do you offer? I should point out that the currency of my realm is souls.
At this point, yeah. Do you guys want to do anything?
I will offer my soul.
Why, my. A little brave one we have here. Your soul in exchange for bringing your guardian friend
to
life.
I have one request for this soul.
Bold, but not unwelcome. You may state your request and I will consider it.
I wish to see our friend Sentry alive. Before I give up my soul.
Thinks for a minute. Give me a persuasion check.
In the meantime, would we know what it would mean to like give parts of our souls, give our souls?
No.
Like we don't know.
Nope.
I didn't read
no,
that.
You're like, what the fuck?
I didn't take that religious module.
I mean, even then, like, do you even have them? Yeah. What is a soul? Is it a real thing? Yeah. I don't know.
What it is to him.
It is to him. Eight.
No, you will have to trust my eminence. But rest assured, I am not some ravenous killing beast. My contracts are bound not only in word, but in magic. If I say I will return your friend, I will return them.
Did Vala look like she knew what the code was when she was doing that?
There is a strange look of confidence.
And I guess the runes aren't lit up anymore, like...
No.
No.
Do you want to do something? It's like she's just waiting for, like, a signal.
Cast your resurrection.
No.
Before...
And he just stares at you, like, I am in power here. You have nothing to bargain with me.
This
I have
is
made
the bargain, I'm making the deal.
The bargain is your soul for your returned friend. Parts of each of your souls for your survival and the completion of my task. What? I am Charidus. I have no need to bargain with you mortals. You are at my whims. I am entertaining this thought because it amuses me.
What happens after a year?
Then my legions will be fair game. I suppose to suggest that you make yourself scarce before that year ends.
I'm guessing.
Although perhaps if you earn my daughter's favor, little bird, we may consider it. Although what use she has for some flightless chicken, I'm not sure.
Oh dear.
Right.
excuse me, sir. I'm guessing you're in for the whole world domination thing, right?
You think so small.
Okay, universal domination.
That is more like it. I have a rival, one that I wish to see brought to his knees.
Oh, is that Starbane?
Callus, please, do not give him the credit of this ridiculous moniker.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Are you keeping him talking? But can I right now
close my eyes?
Yes.
Knowing there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
Single tears roll down the cheeks, and I wake up and look at Valor.
Yeah.
And just nod.
Okay. Okay. Ooh! You watch as Valor springs up. The figure kind of turns. She very purposely is like, this. And then she looks, and then she goes, she just says, I'm sorry, I don't know what this will do. And then she hits the button. The portal, this figure, this Charidus is like, no! And he's sucked into the portal.
Oh.
No.
And then the portal changes.
Oh no.
And where once there was this fiery landscape, there is now a dark corridor lit with purple lights.
Oh,
and you see beyond it a field of stars and planets.
No.
At the far end of it, there is a throne of black crystal.
Uh-oh. Oh, good.
And sat upon it in a suit of armor that you have never seen before is a human with long black hair. He looks up. He looks perturbed. He stands up and his cape begins just unfolding like nanites from his back. And he strides forward through the portal. And you feel this wave of...
Yeah,
you
feel
this wave of power. He looks down and Valor looks up at him and she has these two knives. And she's kind of stood in front of you like... And he looks down. Valor.
Oh, God.
My daughter.
Oh! He looks down. He's like, I cannot... I thought you were lost. And she looks up like, who? No, you can't be here. Who? What? And he looks down, he's like, he kind of comes close and he's like, please, you do not need to be afraid of me. I would never hurt you. And he kind of like lowers himself down. He's ignoring you.
That's good.
And he just looks and he's
That's
like...
Good.
I thought you lost when Siaska died. You were on another ship, Inkra in stasis. I brought you with me, I hoped that... It's so good to see you. And she's just like, I don't know who you are. You're him, you're Callus. Yeah, the church told me. He's like, please, please, my daughter, do not believe what they have told you. I'm so grateful you are here. And he looks and he finally seems to notice you. He's like, how did you bring me here? This, he looks at the archways. Who are these people? Why are you here?
Can I shuffle over to my stuff?
You are tied up. Like, you are, like, tied up, hands and feet. You can, like, worm your way over. If you want to try and, like, get on your side and start wriggling over towards your
can
stuff.
Can I try and get out of me? Out?
Yeah, sure, you can.
Can I get out my body? Can
yeah,
I get
now that the, like, I mean, if you want to try, yeah,
are there
absolutely.
Anyone, is there any more guards left?
No, they were all dragged in by the demon. And then you had the demon in front of you.
Okay, so, yeah, can I try and...
Sure, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Sure, like, make the athletics or acrobatics checks.
I'm just going to try and stand up.
Yeah. Just to save the
three. Five.
Paralyzed by fear.
Nine. Five.
Five.
What 19. Is happening?
19. 19.
Do I stand up?
You stand up. So Quill, and you kind of feel like this, the pain eases for a moment, and you kind of feel this pair of wings kind of extending behind you, and like you can feel this presence of Hesper filling you, and you get the sense like he's distant, but it's just like, be wary.
Is the wild elf still in the room as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can see the other two priests
the other two. Oh my
are
God.
Just white. They're just like,
I know, just
terrified. But the wild elf is just confused. She doesn't seem to really understand what's going on.
Vela.
He glances over.
Who are these? Who are these people, Vela? Are they the ones that brought you here?
And he seems genuinely concerned. She's like, no, they saved me. They saved my life when people tried to take me. Where they saved me when Corrin and Yusuf died. And she starts, breaking down. And he's like, no.
They saved you. This is good. There's so much I need to tell you. You are my daughter. You were born from magic, a special ritual that Siaska taught me so that I could create my own children in the way that she had.
What?
You are special, Vala. You are beyond a mortal. You are like me. You are destined for greatness.
That's why she's so OP.
Come with me. There is so much I can show you, teach you, and now you have opened the way. I can find a way to finally finish what I started. Please.
She kind of looks around.
Are you going to hurt them? Not if I don't have to. Not if they will not stop me in what I intend to do. Will you come with me?
And he offers a hand and she kind of looks around to all of you.
We swore to be her guardians. We saved her from others, the remnant.
I know this name. What is your name? You are one of Hesper's children, I assume.
Yes, I'm Kelek Ad-Kolar.
Kelek Ad-Kolar. I need not tell you who I am.
Well, we heard you were coming back.
Sooner than expected, it seems. Thanks to my daughter. He smiles at her.
Siaska taught you a ritual?
There is so much you don't know about your gods and goddesses. Siaska and I, we were meant to protect the world together. Save it from a doom that none can understand but us. I loved her. She loved me. She taught me this ritual so that I could have a child. I think she expected it to change me, to make me a better man as she saw, but she should have known that protecting everything is, it's the only thing that needs to be done. You have saved Vala's life. I take her word at this and yours, and for that I owe you much. So I will not endanger you further, and I will see you freed from this place if that is what Vala wishes, but you cannot remain here. There is something I need to do. And if you stay, I fear that you will try and interfere with my plans.
Excuse me, sir?
Ganassi.
Hi. My name's Nova Vidger. We lost one of our party members trying to defend Vala Sentry. Do you have the power? She's a guardian. I know it's a lot to ask, sir, but do you have the power to bring her back?
I do. Looks to Vala.
Vala's like, please, if you are my father, please, save them. Save Sentry, and I'll do anything. I'll come with you, whatever you want.
Vala, no.
And she's like, no, Lucius. Everything the church said, if you stand against him, he'll kill you. And he's like, I don't want to do that, but there is a task here I must complete, and I wish my daughter to be by my side when I do it. If that is what you wish, then so be it.
And he raises a gauntleted fist. I will give you the power to save her, but I cannot do it myself. You will have 7 days. This is the best I can offer. He goes to raise his hand. Speak now if you have anything else that you wish of me. Because if the next time we meet we are enemies, I will show you no mercy.
What is it you intend to do?
What I have to. And he closes his fist.
Oh my God.
And you feel your bodies pulled in some direction. And then you, your equipment,
don't think he would have thought to bring the others with him. It would have just been you, because you're the ones that Valor protected.
Yeah, they were still in there.
You... And you hear the sound of waves and sand beneath your hands. And you can see rocky mountains and green trees. And it does not look like Savona.
Do I recognize it?
This is Voxar, a continent far from here, far from, anywhere. And next to you, Sentry's body, beside which there is what appears to be a metal cylinder, like a case, inside of which there is a tiny spark of the most brilliant light you have ever seen. Nova, this is a fragment of a star. Encased in metal. Incredible magical power. Enough to power a spell to bring somebody back from the dead. If you can find someone to do it.
I've got 7 days.
7 days. And...
we don't know where we are.
I think... yeah, and yeah, you guys find yourself on a beach, tired, exhausted.
Drained.
Drained. No Valor. No Savona.
No Arvel.
No Arvel. In a new land. Completely different to anything you expected.
And for 7 days, no Sentry.
Enough after 7 days. No Sentry.
No Sentry at all. Oh. God, we are so far away. I know how far away we are.
What a plot twist.
Oh my God, I can't believe this all happened. this was like bottom of my list. Like, if all this fucking shit happens, this could potentially happen. Like, if Valor survives, Valor manages to find you and stealth and not get caught, this can happen. And that's what we got.
And now we're in debt to Kallus Starbane as well.
Well, let's... No.
That's a favour to Valor.
Debt cleared.
In anything, you now owe Valor. She is the one who's gone, I will come with you, I'll do whatever you say, but save them. And with that...
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, we're not ending the episode there. I'm guessing you guys want to take a long rest? What do you want to do? All of your equipment is with you. So Kallus is not cruel enough to send you off without any of your gear, but Nightfrost is gone.
Dude.
Okay, what about
Tiangong? Tiangong's, yeah.
With okay. He didn't, like, spoil or anything. That's nope. Cool. I like that.
You almost get the sense that if you'd had Tiangong more powerful, Kallus probably would have recognized what it was.
Sweet.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, a teleport like that.
He probably would have taken Nightfrost anyway. He might have been like, I'm taking this back.
You guys have got to cut around a 7-foot guardian person. You can't move me around for a week.
Ayla can.
Let's go. 10 minutes.
I got you.
Ayla can literally be like... Pachang.
So are we still on Erois?
You're on Erois.
But
Quill knows where you are.
Let's go.
You are on the far eastern coast of Voxar,
right.
Which is a completely different...
Oh, dude.
Do I have any inkling of closest...
I mean, closest thing?
Closest resurrector?
You won't be far from a town.
Okay. And I could...
You can find one.
Point of direction.
You also know you're not far from the Valley of Storms.
Oh, hell.
Here we go.
Why not throw us in there? Can I just say this is...
jump.
I mean, the Valley of Storms, you would have to physically go there. It's more because it's a point of Quill. Like, to Quill, that's the worst place probably on Earth.
Yeah.
It's like he's the most hated place he hates.
You've
got to talk to Hesper.
Yeah, to be fair, I probably dislike Goliath more than I dislike Storms at this point.
It's too good. It's too good.
Has gone Someone's from like happy. Being inconsolable and is now like.
Well, you guys.
I like how you're laughing at me, going, "Ha! You gotta carry me now, bitches." Yeah.
This is the best reaction to having their character die ever.
This is my body.
A spy effort.
To be fair, earlier she was dead, now she's got the fragment of a star to at least.
I have hope.
Yeah, there's hope.
There's
always
hope. That's it, exactly.
A new hope.
I mean, I'll put it this way. If you had taken that guy's deal,
it would
have been bad.
I don't know, like,
so no,
bad. We wouldn't have done it.
It was bad.
It was bad,
but it was like, otherwise it's, you're all dead. Like, yeah. That's what you were facing. Yeah.
I was trying to con the man.
Yeah. Yeah, you were trying, I know what you were trying to do. You were trying to get into Resurrect Sentry and then get Valor to do the thing. Yeah.
I could have, like, turned the faithless on that dude.
Yeah.
Been like, fuck off.
Absolutely.
The thing is, I was one success throw from stabilizing.
But you still would have been unconscious.
But I would have been unconscious. So
it's exact same scenario.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize the portal was just going to pull him in. I was. If it didn't pull him in, I was going to do the arcane abjuration thing.
Yeah.
And do basically what you can do.
Yeah.
What would that have done?
Get that thing back where it came from. Also help me.
Because it wasn't actually his form.
So help me.
It was like a projection. So as soon as the form closed, it's like, comes back. Yeah,
I feel like we have to end it here because
Caradus the
wreck.
Yeah, I mean we've got donations and stuff to read, but I think that this is. I mean, I'm guessing. So let's just do a couple of things. So you take a long rest.
We're definitely
I think you have to at this point, right?
Can we have some XP?
Yes, you will get a fuck ton of XP. In fact, at the start of the episode, I should have given you 300 each for the last episode.
Okay.
So everybody gets 300, and now let me work out how much you get from this one.
I mean, we met, like, a super bad demon dude, and we met Calus Starvain.
I don't think
you're going to get a ton of XP. You're
going to get a ton of XP.
It's more the combat.
Maybe meeting the demon.
How far are you away from leveling up with that 300?
2,000?
I don't think mine's up to
2,700.
So we're on 4,500.
No, 1,700.
From 4,800 with the starting 300.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what do you need from that?
1,700.
1,700? You get 1,700 XP.
Hooray!
Yeah. I think that warrants a level. I think fighting your way through an abbey of crazy cult, like an army, like a small mercenary army of zealots, basically bargaining with an archfiend, one of the most powerful beings out there, and then meeting Calus fucking Starbane.
Fucking hell!
And I'd say that warrants some XP.
We kind of made a good impression.
You will be the same level as them. I don't like it when characters are levels below other characters. So you're just the experience of death itself will enlighten you.
I've seen the void.
So a couple of cool things. I'm going to talk about this more in my behind the screen.
Yes.
Vala now has her own.
On Friday.
Vala now has her own character sheet. Yeah, Fridays. I'm going to be doing it. It's on my Twitch channel. It's on Sherlock _ Humes.
Yes.
I literally will be going over the notes for this session.
But we do ask, but by the way, that's not for us to know.
Yes. Don't tweet these guys.
Players aren't banned to know that information.
But it's also like, you're only going to ruin it for these guys and for yourselves. If you try and like give them hints and stuff like that, don't do that.
And
you don't give everything away.
No, I don't give everything away. Like, last week, I didn't talk about any of, like, the plot with the demon and the portal or anything
that. Well, yeah, please,
so, yeah. Yeah, so. What a episode.
So, yeah, Friday, behind the screen.
Behind the
1,700.
So plus you'll all be level 5.
Plus 300.
And then I think, Rhiannon, what we might have to do for you, I think we might have to come up with a temp character.
Yeah.
Woo!
So
that's
kind
of fun, actually.
Yeah.
We have... You know, think about if Sentry dies, because the other thing, don't forget, these guys have 7 days.
Yep.
Yep.
If they don't get it, Sentry is dead permanently. Yep. So make a temp character that you could continue to play if you wanted to.
Nice.
And then otherwise, if Sentry comes back, you'll put this new character on the shelf, and then Sentry will continue. Also, don't forget, Sentry doesn't have to come back. She can choose not to.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
It's only if the soul is willing.
Okay.
But yeah, what an episode.
Holy.
Before we go, do you remember that Displate have a sale on that only goes until Tuesday at midnight?
Ugh.
So if you want to get 25% off, use HighRollers25 at checkout and you can get all these
awesome
displates.
Yeah, you can.
Yep. Don't forget, we're going to be at Twitch Europe as well.
Yeah.
Check us out. We'll be back next week where this all goes.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Here we
See you
go.
Next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I need to go and get a drink now.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. Remember to check out both D&D Beyond and Displate with the links in the episode description. And we'll see you on Monday for the next episode when we begin a new chapter in a new continent. We'll see you then.